Here now, the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. A new trade agreement between the U.S. and China is waiting for congressional approval. Negotiators just back from Beijing announced that under the agreement, China could join the World Trade Organization and might pick up other memberships as well.
In addition to the WTO, our Chinese counterparts would like to get into the WWF, WWO, NFL, NBA, MLB, NRA, TBA, the AFL-CIO, FFA, the BSA, and the AARP. There's also some interest there in ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, and the WB. This is a good deal. We expect to get the okay ASAP.
Astronomers have received the most direct evidence yet that there are other planets orbiting distant stars. Zelda Plowright reports.
First, it was noticed that some bright stars wobble under the influence of planets. Then, a dimming of brightness was measured, indicating a planet passing in front of the star. Now, positive proof of planets outside our solar system, a request for UN peacekeeping troops. Zandar, the High Exalted Commissioner of the planet Zark, has asked the UN to intervene in a dispute between the warring nations of Ganadox and Huspidor. Zark is 150 light-years away. UN intervention would cost $672 gazillion and would have to be financed by overdue U.S. payments to the UN. House and Senate Republicans have indicated they would look more favorably on the request if President Clinton and the First Lady would agree to lead a fact-finding mission to Zark, starting immediately. Zelda Plowright, Washington.
A team of scientists has determined that the highest point on Earth, the top of Mount Everest, is actually 7 feet higher than previously thought. Reaction came swiftly from several quarters, including the International Consortium of Atlas Publishers. Ed Mundy is director of ICAP.
If you look at the costs industry-wide, changing the height of Mount Everest from 29,028 feet to 29,035 feet in every atlas on every globe on each map and every reference to the mountain, and then add that to the costs we've already incurred redrawing national boundaries in the Balkans. Boy, this is going to put some of our atlas publishers right out of business. But erosion is going to bring it back down there in a couple hundred thousand years anyway. No question.
Mundy said ICAP is considering a lawsuit against the scientists to recover at least part of the cost of making necessary changes. The addition of 7 feet to the official height of Mount Everest has also led the United Brotherhood of Sherpa Guides to ask that its labor contract be renegotiated. Survivalist groups planning for a computerized apocalypse at the year 2000 have been joined by a new organization that predicts a baking crisis. Chuck Upchurch reports.
Pastry fans for the new millennium, PAFNAM, held a press conference and declared that unless steps are taken soon, the year 2000 will begin with a baked goods shortage. Computerized ovens, sophisticated mixers, and even the egg and milk supply could be hobbled by the millennium bug, according to alarmists from PAFNAM, including this spokesperson, identified only as Commandante Crawler.
What'll happen when we go to make pastry and find the dough can't be beaten, won't rise, can't cook? The world loves baked goods, and their disappearance will cause panic. I don't know of a single egg that's Y2K compliant. That's why we're strongly suggesting that people heed the warning signs. Create stockpiles now, and plan to spend New Year's Eve eating cake. Marie Antoinette said, let them, and we're gonna.
Pastry fans for the new millennium are also spreading their message on the internet at www.y2cake.com. Chuck Upchurch, Washington.
The Federal Reserve Bank decided to raise interest rates 0.25% this week, spurred on by a reduction in the pool of available workers. With low unemployment and fewer workers, experts are worried that employed Americans will feel compelled to work more than one job. It's a concern echoed by Transnat Fed Bank economist and Burger Barn drive-up clerk Tom Fleming.
With such a low unemployment, may I take your order? It's hard to make productivity rise.
Hamburger cheerful meal and mega size the fries.
Burger cheerful and mega? And productivity remains static unless people really start doubling up on the work. What kind of beverage do you want with that?
Giddy pop, please. Diet?
Okay, that's $4.28. Drive up to the first window. So I see the interest rate rise as being a forthright attempt to slow down the economy. So do my colleagues at the bank and here at the Burger Barn, too.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.